I'm Doc Kirby. Here's a book bit. The Sex Obsession, Perversity and Possibility in American Politics by Janet Jacobson, New York University Press. In the United States, religion is a powerful force dedicated to the moral regulation of sexuality. This common sense is at work across the political spectrum. The book argues that religion is part of sexual regulation in the United States, that religion is found in unexpected places, and that secular morality is intimately entwined with material questions, that all kinds of issues drive sexual politics, and that sex has its own material force. Denying the importance of sex in public does not diminish the cultural and political effects of sexual politics. The refusal to take sexual things seriously also undermines important possibilities for organizing, alliance building, and social change. Do Americans feel that cheating on your significant other is no big deal? People who do it would say no, but most people feel it's wrong. What about sex with children? The vast majority of people are disgusted by it across the political spectrum. Marital and sexual standards from the Bible and the Quran and other religious books may no longer be normative in American culture, but two-thirds of the people on the planet honestly believe otherwise. When President Bill Clinton was caught in a sexual relationship with an intern, reaction was mixed, but few wives saw nothing wrong. He wasn't the first president to stray while in office, but he was the most egregious since JFK, FDR, and Warren G. Harding. Why was that a big deal? If he would lie to his wife with impunity, he would have no hesitation about lying to the American people. That erodes trust, and if we can't trust our elected officials, we fire them. The author makes a solid case that the Protestant Reformation shift to marriage as both norm and ideal is also then a shift from communalism to individualism. Monastic celibacy was itself a communal way of life. The elevation of marriage as both norm and ideal is a crucial shift, part of the tectonic changes brought about by the Reformation and providing a background to broader developments in European modernity. That brought individuality, self-discipline, and the normative understanding that the institution of marriage is fundamental to both social order and the reproduction and rearing of children. Marrying requires a license, for marriage is a contract two parties make that is enforced by the authority of the state, which is understood to have a clear interest in marriage and reproduction. By encouraging people to marry, ex-monk and ex-priest Martin Luther promoted the idea that marriage is the very sign of freedom itself. Therefore, sex literally produces the autonomous and free individual. The tension in our democratic republic is the line where personal freedom and religious freedom meet. The challenge is to uphold the right of any religious expression while not trumping the private lives of citizens. Even though the author and I have different interpretations of some matters, we have a civil and enjoyable discussion of her book. Would that politicians could be as respectful. Join us this Sunday on the bookshelf on WTBF. The Sex Obsession, Perversity and Possibility in American Politics by Dr. Janet Jacobson, New York University Press. I'm Doc Kirby. That's a book bit.